In this week's blog, Ron Staff Ministries would like to direct your attention to God's purposes for marriage. In particular, we want to explore whether marriage points to self or the Savior. In other words, is marriage about a deficiency in us, or is marriage a display of a great and glorious God? What was the problem when God said to Adam, "It's not good that man should be alone"? Was Adam's problem one of loneliness, an internal deficiency, or aloneness, an inability to display, image, or picture God? To solve the question, we must first turn to Genesis chapter 1, where God intends to make man in his own image. Both male and female are created to image God in representative rule and relationship. They are to have derived dominion over the earth and an intimate, permanent, one-flesh union that filled the earth. Adam in his aloneness could never fulfill God's mandate. He needed a helper, but not just any helper. He needed a helper that corresponded to or completed him. Paul confirms the problem was one of aloneness and not loneliness when he writes that marriage is ultimately designed to display Christ in the church. That living parable required more than one man. Christ in the church can only be imaged by two that become one. What's more, Adam needed another in order to image the triune God. The three-in-one Trinity is better imaged by a two-in-one marriage than a solitary person. Finally, God wanted Adam to learn glorious truths about the God who is. And he is a God who loves unconditionally, cherishes, helps, commits to, and never leaves. In order for this glorious God to be on display, singular men and women must come together in the only union sanctioned by God, namely marriage. Beloved, it is not good for man to be alone.